This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to your local Kiri Kiri Roa podcast, What Is Your Why? My name is Shivali and whenever you are listening to this, I hope you are having an absolutely beautiful day today. This podcast is run by the YWCA Hamilton, an organisation dedicated to empowering, inspiring and elevating women to achieve success in whatever ways that looks like to her. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today in the studio with me, I have Boa. Boa and I met in my first year of university back in 2018. We were like across the halls from each other in Student Village. So we've seen each other through a lot. We have spent lots of time together. So it's such a cool opportunity today to be able to chat with her and have her share her story. So to start with, Boa, can you introduce yourself to us, please?
So my name is Boa. My Chinese name is Zhao Jiabao. So I was an international student at University of Waikato, study Bachelor of Management, study with first class honor.
Ooh, nice.
And majoring in leadership communication and strategic management. I'm currently a sales graduate at ProLight Foods, international team, mainly supporting the team to sell our products to all of the world. I came in New Zealand around middle of 2017, so this year is my 6th year in New Zealand.
Oh, it's so
and
exciting.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, awesome. Where in China are you from again?
So I'm from northern China. My town is called Shenyang. It's in Liaoning province. I definitely love it. And then I actually studied in Shanghai for 2 years and I had an internship in Shanghai before. So like Shanghai is my like second home.
Mm. Oh, cool. Boa always tells me about her hometown and I want to visit so much. So some quick quiet questions so we can keep getting to know you. First question is, what is your favorite animal?
100% dogs. I saw a dog today and I just cannot, like, I just spend about half an hour there just, you know, say hi to a dog. I'm not too sure if the owner was very happy about it, but I love dogs. They're just so sweet.
Yeah. Now, I can confirm this. Whenever we go somewhere and there's a dog, both of us are like, dog! Second question is, what is your favorite restaurant that you've ever been to? So that could be New Zealand, back home, anywhere.
Well, I haven't got the opportunity to go home for about almost 2.5 years. So I'll chose a restaurant in Hamilton, actually.
Mm.
It's called Kings of Skewers.
Oh,
so
I've
it's like
seen.
A hot pot place. Yeah, so you can put whatever you want into like a hot pot, and then you have different sauce, and you can just eat whatever you want.
Oh, yum!
Yeah, it's healthy as well.
Oh,
yeah,
where is it in Hamilton?
It's around the transport center.
Oh, okay, very central. Nice.
Hmm.
Oh, cool. We have to go there sometime so that I can see how it is.
I'll book the table.
Last quick fire question is: okay. What is one product you cannot live without?
I hate to say it, but at the moment, my phone.
The truth.
Yeah, we live such a distracted world, but sometimes, you know, it just some necessary stuff you have to have all the time. Like, what if like there's an emergency, you can call some and ask for help, and or open the messenger and contact Julia.
Yeah, oh, and absolutely. And even at work, it's constant phone. Even having family overseas just means you're on your phone so much
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. It is definitely the thing I connect with my families.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every week, yeah.
Yeah, it's so special that you can actually have that connection with those family members, even though you're millions of miles away.
Imagine 20 years ago, yeah. I might have to write a letters.
Wow. That would have taken forever to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, moving on to today's kind of topic. So to start off with, I think it would be quite cool if you could tell us about like why you moved to New Zealand. How did you get to that point and how did you decide to move? And then how did you move here?
It's kind of a long story. So I was a professional piano student. So I studied piano since I was 3 years old. And then I just keep practicing, and 50% of the time I was homeschooled. And then when I almost graduated from high school, it was just at the point I'm kind of keen for looking for something else. And at that time, my English level wasn't enough for get into like a university abroad. So I chose to study like a joint program between Shanghai International University and Waikato University. And I actually didn't choose it. So my sister actually chose the country, and my mom was the person that chose this program for me. And then, yeah.
Cool. And so you say you worked with Shanghai and New Zealand. So how did that work? Did you go to Shanghai first and then New Zealand?
Yeah, I remember when I graduated from that program in Shanghai, it was actually the 20 years anniversary between SISU, so Shanghai International University, and Waikato. So it was like a program, you study the foundation course, you learn the English. So you learn like speaking, writing, listening, reading, and then on the second year, so it's 2 years program, second year you learn a little bit like, so say if I want to study management, I study like a little bit of accounting, finance, just basics to prepare yourself to get to New Zealand. But I actually so appreciate I did that, because that's where I actually leave home and move to a new city. So I wasn't too overwhelmed when I moved to New Zealand.
That's so awesome. And then so after those 2 years in Shanghai, you moved to Hamilton Student Village?
Yes.
So, to the second best block, which was block 4. Block 5 was the best block.
It was. I lived in block 5 for how many years? 3 years.
See, it's just the best.
Wow. It is actually the best.
Okay, so you moved there, and then you did, was it 3 years or 4 years that you did?
I did 3.5. Mm. So my last year, I just decided to do a honors degree. So it's kind of like adding a little bit of value to what I study. So I have the opportunity 1 year study to participate in some postgraduate papers. It was good. I loved that. Mm. Yeah, so 3.5 years in total, and plus the 2 years in Shanghai, 5.5.
Wow. Yeah. And so you mentioned that your mom chose the course that you did. Did you change the course at all once you had gotten to New Zealand?
Well, because I studied the piano almost my whole life, so I wasn't really good with mathematics, so I strategically chose a course, like a major, leadership communication, that stay away from the math part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed. Oh, I didn't. I just added another major called strategic management. I just take a course and I loved it, so I decided to do it.
Cool. Okay, so you did change it slightly, but mostly
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's actually so awesome that the decision you made at the start was actually the decision you stayed with, because I know a lot of people change degrees. I know I did. And so, that's cool that you actually stuck on it. And
I think that was the first decision I've ever made in my life.
To do strategic?
To study something different than piano.
Oh, wow.
And then because I made that decision, even though it wasn't like a very smart decision at time, you know, giving up piano after 15 years of practice. But because it was my decision, I made that decision. So no matter what happened, I'm like, you know, like what challenges I have, I can do it.
Awesome. That's so cool. What would you say was the biggest difference for you moving from Shanghai to New Zealand? Like, what was the first impressions of New Zealand when you got here?
I would say that stay away from my family was just something completely different. And then to be able to live independently, it was something I'm not very familiar with, you know, like to be able to learn how to drive and to be able to just cook, lots of those kind of things I didn't learn, unfortunately, in China. But, you know, over the years, I've learned that. But I'm like, it was hard, but I managed to do it.
Yeah. Do you have an example of the biggest challenge you had to overcome?
It would be like when I actually graduate from University of Waikato, and it is the time that I have to choose either I want to stay in New Zealand or I want to go home. And at the time, I want to stay in New Zealand, but I couldn't find a job. It was a very devastating experience when you're so confident, you try everything you can, and you just, you know, couldn't. But if I could tell something to myself around that time, I would say, like, it's really a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
The more you apply, the more you're going to get it. But at the time, I only chose my, like, top three preference. And then, yeah. But I'm really happy that I enjoy what I'm doing now.
Awesome. And yeah. So going a bit further into that, so after you graduated, do you want to tell us a bit more about the jobs you had after that and how you got to this job you have currently?
Yeah. So my boss at Sino Village, he actually offered me like a summer job so I can support myself financially at the time. And then I tried to get an internship. It was lovely, but I just couldn't really see myself stay there for a very long time. And then I got a phone call from, because I was applying some jobs and I was trying to hand out my CVs to others and also giving the recruiter, the recruitment agency, like just give phone calls to them and say, hey, my name is Boa. I would like to have a job opportunity, if there is any. And then I got a phone call and I got offered like an interview at Chorus. It's a fiber internet company. And then I got that job first. And then because I was really active during my university years, one of the guest lecturers came to university for one of my international business class. And I just reached out to him after class. Hey, I was like, nice to meet you. If there's a future opportunity for work, please let me know. And he reached out to me. And then, so what I'm doing now is exactly what I studied, which is so good. I'm able to utilize what I studied. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've been with you through this journey, so I've seen how hard it was in that graduating moment where you had such high expectations and it just wasn't being met. But now seeing you in the job that you are, it is such a privilege to be able to see that. It's so awesome.
I can't even
articulate it. But
I really, really appreciate it. I feel like I never say that, but I really appreciate the time that we could encourage each other during that time. Yeah.
We were both unemployed for a while there. It was a time.
Yeah.
So telling us a bit more about your job. what's your day-to-day look like?
So it's a 8:30 to 5 job. So I'm internally based, which means I just do my job. And then, so say if I need to work a little bit overtime, I'll do it. So I have a portfolio, customer portfolio. So my commercial customers in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, and Australia, a little bit New Zealand, and islands around New Zealand. So I take care of them, and then I also support our Allison's Pantry bulk food project in Singapore and Malaysia and Hong Kong. So I'm just been to this position for about 7 months now. So I'm still like a graduate. I try to learn as much as I can and helping pretty much everyone from the international team. Just learn as much as I can.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so you said your area of focus is sales. So
yes.
You do things to get sales.
Yeah. So I sell Mother Earth. So Donovan chocolate and then Manuka honey to different customers. And then, yeah, so our customer are mainly FMCG, fast moving consumer goods. They are like supermarket customers. And then, they are quite easy. Actually, no. I want to say that they're quite easy to manage, but it's actually not. So it's easy when you have the, you know, the team. When it's easy when you know what you're doing. Yeah, but I'm still learning. Yeah, I made mistakes, but it's okay.
Absolutely, mistakes are so natural, and you learn from mistakes. So
thank you.
They are good. I remember one of the first projects you worked on was a in-store stall or stand or something like that, and I remember you describing to me how you had developed the like look of it and how you had to get it all quoted for the things that it's going to take to make it. And I was so blown away by how much goes into like a stand in the store.
Yes.
That I never knew about. So
yeah, so I support the international Allison's Pantry Bulk Food manager. So we actually launch a stand in Southeast Asia, and then it wasn't working somehow. But yeah, so it's really, how to say, like highly coordination between the team in New Zealand and the team in Singapore and Malaysia. You really need to have a good communication and make sure everything's clear in the first place.
Mm, yeah. Absolutely. Cool. Moving on a little bit to kind of the moving here part of your story. So you said that, like, you moved into uni and you studied, and I know that you studied so hard and you were always such a hard worker, but how did you find, like, the people and meeting new people and becoming friends with people while you were fresh in New Zealand?
I think I was trying too hard. I think because when I first moved to New Zealand, I couldn't really understand what other people were saying. I am a very, I got really embarrassed if things goes not well. So when I first talked to a Kiwi, I didn't realize, you know, like there's a New Zealand accent.
Fair
enough. And they were saying something like, yeah, nah, and I wasn't really understanding. And then, yeah, I tried really hard. I just talked to, we live in a student village. There are like 300 students each year. So I try to talk to each of them. I add them, each of them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was just too much. But at the end, yeah, I actually met lots of, I would say, lifelong friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that work paid off as well. I know so many people that I meet, especially in university, because I did a similar degree, but not the same. I would just be like, oh, my friend Boa, da, da, da. And they're like, oh, we know Boa. I mean, literally, not. I'm not even kidding. The other day, someone came into the work office to talk to us about something.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how it came up, but they said they were at uni. And I was like, oh, my friend Boa did that. She's like, my friend's Boa. And she introduced me to my boyfriend and went on this whole big thing. So honestly, you did so well with like networking and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely love it. I think talking to people and listening to their stories is definitely my passion.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I see that in your life as well. So you said before that you had advice for your younger self when you were studying. Oh, sorry, when you were looking for your job. Do you have advice for your younger self who was first year uni at in student hall?
100%. I'm not gonna lie, I'm such a stressful person. I will tell myself that everything will be fine. No matter how stressful you are at the moment, after 5 years you wouldn't think it's such a big deal. Just try hard, do whatever you can, and believe in something, no matter what it is. Just, you have to give yourself a belief, no matter it is, if you believe dots connect the future, whatever you're doing today will connect your future, or believe in God. No matter what you do, just making sure you are confident about you will achieve the goal, and just do it. Because I spend so much time worrying things and not actually do it, which is not very smart. Yeah. And then speaking of jobs, application, it's really a numbers game. The more job you're applying, the more opportunities you get, but I know lots of people at some point after they got refused for many, many times, they kind of have a toxic conversation, self-talk. You wouldn't do that to like your friend. If someone talk like that, like you like, oh my God, that's so mean, but we do that to ourselves. So when you got refused, don't think about, like, don't take it personally. Just keep applying and then, yeah, just be confident. And actually, I heard New Zealand job market at the moment is quite positive.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Moving on to kind of like your lifestyle. So one thing I always noticed about you is that you have such good self-care routines, and the way you just set up your space is so ideal for self-care. So tell us a bit about what you do for self-care.
Because I wasn't in a very good place for the last few years, I'm now take my personal health is the number one priority of my life. Just making sure that not only your physical health is all right, making sure that mental health is all good. So talking to people and just don't have like a, make sure you have like an open talk. And then nutrition, keep drinking water. Those things aren't very common, but it is so important to support yourself every single day.
Mm.
I do like facials. It's a girl's treatment. And then I do walks and then talking to a friend and most important, talking to your family.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. How do you balance like nutrition and a busy life? Because it's not always time to have a nutritious meal maybe.
It is okay to not eat like every day perfectly, but you need to make sure. So say if you eat something in a rush during the week, make sure like you have good nutritious food during the weekend. But at the moment, because I'm like quite busy, I actually take some vitamin C, like fish oil, those kind of things to support myself. But
good.
Yeah, just yeah, take some time and do a meal plan. It's I'm definitely working on that. I'm not very confident about saying that I'm really eating nutritious food at the moment, but that's okay.
Absolutely. And I remember you always used to write your goals on the wall, right? Do you still do that?
Oh, yes.
You do?
You know me.
Yeah. So why do you write them on the wall? What does that do for you?
Research in US actually found out that the reason people doesn't achieve their, you know, New Year's resolution is they forgot about it. So I actually have like a yearly goal. I have a planner. I put it on the cover of my planner so I can see it every single day. And then I have a monthly goal. I will print it out and say, so this month is July. I usually have it just next to my table so I can wake up and see it every day. And I have usually have five goals. And then when you look at it, you remind yourself it's kind of in your subconscious. So when you do things, at the moment, I want to bring my weight to a healthy level because I gained 20 kg in the last 2 years from emotional eating. So now my goal is to taking care of myself. Yeah, just like put it out there and then you can see every day. Just remember it will help you to remember it and then do it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so you have a different one every month?
Yes, but it's all come from the New Year's resolution. So I have 10 things and then I kind of like separated it. So say if I want to read 20 books where I want to save like $10,000 and then I have to, you know, have achieve a monthly goal instead of just like at the end of the year say, oh, I forgot about it.
Yeah, no, that's,
yeah, just
that's awesome.
Bring it into small pieces.
And we have a very different setup for our rooms that I definitely noticed in first year. So I'm very much like my things and my decorations, but you've kind of gone for the minimalist direction. Tell us about that. So why?
I am so crazy about minimalism at the moment because I travel internationally. Because I'm the only one, so I'm on my own in New Zealand. I want to keep my things as less as possible. So say in the morning, I don't have to open my wardrobe and then have to choose lots of clothes. So I want to keep things, like, I have a rule of 10. So I try to not have too much options, which saves me my time and energy. And then, so say if I want to go home, I can just pack everything. Yeah, so that's the main thing. And I also don't really... Oh, this is really personal. So it's just my perspective. I don't like buying lots of things because I want to spend my time and energy to things like a trip, like an experience. But yeah, I know some of my friends, like, they love things and I respect their decision as well. But at the moment, I just so crazy about minimalism.
It's admiring. Yeah. I admire it about you. I'm definitely on the other end of the spectrum.
Which is fair enough. And it's amazing.
Yeah, we both have our ways. And I think it's cool that we can both acknowledge that. And like you say, some people just have the other direction. And
Do whatever you want, and just, you know, if you enjoy it, that's perfect.
Awesome. So I have one final question for you.
Okay.
So what would you say is your why in life?
It's very hard to, you know, find your callings and the purpose of my life. I'm definitely still looking for it, but at the moment, I really want to try to achieve my full potential in my life. And by doing that, I hope to show the possibility to other young female to see what is possible. So if someone tell me, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago that I'm not going to do piano, I'm like going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, this is the only thing I can do. And if someone actually taught me, like, hey, you're going to learn how to drive, you're going to learn how to talk in English, you know how to cook, you're going to work overseas, you know, it wasn't possible. And I want to, one day I want to be someone that I could, you know, inspire others by achieving certain things and then show others possibility and encourage them to do it.
That's so beautiful. That is so cool.
Thank you.
I love that we got to have a chat today about all these things and to hear your story. I think it's super inspiring for a lot of people out there. I know I've been inspired. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you want to connect with us, please feel free to check us out on Insta, YWCA Hamilton NZ, or on Facebook, YWCA of Hamilton. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, take care of yourself and always remember your why.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.